Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we want to end the hour with yesterday's vigils in Las Vegas, one of them on the steps of City Hall. KQED's Stephen Cuevas was there.
Pastor Paul Gallet joined city and state leaders, other clergy, and hundreds of other Las Vegans. He summoned the raw emotion of the day.
Dear God, we just cry out to you for our city. We cry out, God, that you'll do something amazing and touch these broken lives, that we pray this.
God, you are higher than any other.
The evening filled with song from members of Victory Outreach Youth Ministry, lifting their voices for the victims whose names we are just learning. At least half a dozen of those killed came from Southern California.
Los Angeles is not far from here. San Diego is not far.
Pastor Pascual Urabazo spent all day at the convention center trying to help locals and out-of-towners connect with missing loved ones.
We left our team there, and they're going to be
in the convention center.
Yeah, and they're there right now because there's another wave of family members coming in, and we're going to be there to help them and whatever they need.
Moving in and around the Las Vegas Strip, it would be hard to know anything was amiss if you didn't know. The Strip was still ablaze in flashing lights, though some casinos had dimmed their glow.
There are people here from all over the world, and they come here for the entertainment.
68-year-old James Katzen wore an orange T-shirt that read, "Enough Gun Violence." He recently campaigned to tighten background checks for Nevada gun purchasers. Today, though, he simply wanted to join those grieving for the hundreds murdered, wounded, and traumatized.
And I'm sorry that they'll be going home, and this will be their only memory of Las Vegas, because I love this town, but we definitely need to do something about it never happening again.
That's Resident James Katzen ending that report from KQED's Stephen Cuevas.